Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to WellFit Radio Chicago, sponsored by Momentum Fitness and Health. Let us help you find yours. My name is Jason Venkus, and I am your host and the founder of Momentum. I'm an award-winning and published certified personal trainer and board-certified holistic health coach. You have questions about health, nutrition, and fitness, and we have the answers. Every week, we scour the internet looking for the most commonly asked questions about fitness and health so that we can answer them for you. Right here. So make sure you tune in here every week at 3 p.m. Central Time or listen archive at any time by visiting our page right here at Blog Talk Radio. You can also find us on our page live streaming on Facebook. So look for Momentum Fitness and Health. And you can also find helpful videos at findingyourmomentum.com. So we're pretty much everywhere. Again, we are live streaming here from our Facebook page as well. And today I want to talk about whether or not runners need strength training. So do runners and walkers need strength training? Yes. That's it. End of show. All right, join me next week as we... Okay. Let me tell you why runners and walkers need strength training. Strength training for runners will make them stronger, faster, and most importantly, less prone to injury. And it's even more important for older runners and walkers as well. Whether you walk or run, you're putting pressure on your joints. When running, it's 6 times the amount of your body weight of pressure. And that pressure may not be evenly distributed across your body. Knee pain, back pain is usually due to a muscle imbalance in your body. And we are full of them. Tight calves from shoes with heels, even a little heel from a boot is enough to tighten up your calves. Tight hips from sitting too long. Tight hamstrings from sleeping with your legs curled. Rounded shoulders from sitting in front of a computer every day, all day. How many of us do it? And if you sit, walk, or stand more to one side or the other, it's going to be different on each side. Certain muscles may be weak on one side, but tight on the other side. So you need to correct that before it leads to any kind of injury. So how do you find out if you have these imbalances? A simple squat assessment will suffice. We do them with our clients, and you can do it at home by visiting Momentum's YouTube channel and then searching for our squat assessment video. So if you squat and your knees come in, you have a list of possible tight muscles as well as a list of weak muscles. So you stretch and foam roll the tight ones, and then you strengthen the weak ones with exercise. Now where it gets interesting is when you watch your squats from behind, and this will require you to take a video of yourself, you're going to notice that your hips might shift to one side or the other. And this is where it gets a little bit more difficult. Now if you shift right, it means that your glutes are weak on the right, but not likely weak on the left. And if you've got that shift to the right, your adductors are tight and weak on the opposite sides as well. So your adductor is weak on the left side and not likely to be weak on the right side. So then it creates like this crisscross of tightness and weakness, and that can lead to huge problems when you walk or when you run. So again, you stretch and you foam roll the tight ones, and you strength train the weak ones. So the overhead squat assessment is the best measure of how healthy you, or for us, our client's kinetic chain is. And then this assessment enables you or a trainer to analyze every part of the kinetic chain from proper function. Since an overhead squat will utilize all the musculars from head to toe to successfully complete, it's the perfect movement to measure all overall musculoskeletal function. Now, assessments like the overhead squat assessment are growing more and more important as the average person sits longer each day than any decade in the past. So this chronic sitting, most of the time hunched over computer boards and stuff like that, has caused an epidemic of lower body and upper body weakness and inflexibility as well. So now after you've done your squat assessment, you fix your muscle imbalances, do you still need to strength train after that? Yes, of course you do. You want to start training your body for strength endurance and balance and stability. Strength endurance is the ability of the body to repeatedly produce high levels of force for prolonged periods. So you need to train your body to produce more force and resist force as you walk or run along your path. So walk around for a bit. Try it right now. Go ahead, get up and walk around. Now, how often are you on both feet at the same time? Not very often. You're often going to be on one foot or the other, and you need to use balance in order to put your foot down straight. Now, not putting your foot down straight can lead to tissue damage, like tears and sprains. So having stronger muscles will protect joints and ligaments from injury as well. So strength training will increase the amount of length of time you can put force on your body. So that's a good thing. So yes, that's why we need to do strength trainings as runners and walkers. Now, other reasons to strength train as a runner or walker is to get faster. Now, there was a study that tested the effect of maximal lower body strength training on elite runners, and it found that they improved their running economy by 5%. And even more impressive is that they improved the amount of time that they could run at a faster pace by 21.3%. You'll also have a better final kick due to more fast, fatigue-resistant muscle fibers. Strength training will also help build muscle and reduce body fat. Having less body fat takes pressure off of your joints when running and when walking. This will make you lighter and faster. Strength training will also help build muscle and reduce body fat. I just said that, didn't I? Strength training can also help you avoid muscle loss if you're a distance runner. So once your carb stores are gone and you're at a lower body fat, as many distance runners are, there's a possibility that your body will start using muscle or protein for energy. Strength training will help you build up muscle so you have less muscle loss if you happen to fall into that category. If you're like just an everyday average walker, runner, you're not going to run into that problem. But if you are an endurance athlete, you can run into that problem. So doing simple core work as well will help you build a strong front side and reduce the chance for back pain, and again, make you faster. 90% of all low back pain is from weak obliques, as well as from tight lower body muscles. So working that core is going to help with low back pain. Now, you've probably heard that running can cause oxidative stress. And of course, that's no good. Well, strength endurance training has been shown to counter both acute oxidative stress and help you avoid the long-term debilitating impact of that stress. And finally, strength training improves insulin health and helps you recover from running by aiding in replenishing your energy stores. So now you know that you need to do it. But how do you apply it? Well, we started with that squat assessment and corrective exercise, and that's where everybody should start. This should be done before you start running or walking to avoid injury and setbacks. If you're overtraining or not correcting these muscle imbalances, you can get hurt, and then you end up back on the couch again instead of doing your walking and running. So you should always include some flexibility in all phases of your exercise routine. Now, if you're a casual walker or runner, warm up before each session with a dynamic warm-up like leg swings and arm circles. Save the stretching for last. You want to finish with your stretches and your foam rolling for both upper and lower body. Now, you can also add full-body strength training just a couple of times a week just to keep your body strong and just to keep building a little bit of muscle. Now, reassess yourself every 4 to 12 weeks to see if your muscle imbalances have come back. And if they have, decrease your mileage, and start working on that corrective exercise again to correct those muscle imbalances. And that's going to keep you in the game longer instead of on the shelf nursing shin splints or knee problems or hip problems. All right, how about the serious runners, the distance runners? You know, the racers. That's who I'm talking to now. So your program starts after race season. So you want to be kind to your body. Make sure you have an off season of at least a couple of months. Don't run all the time, you know, every single month. Take some time off to let your body recover and let yourself, you know, fix the muscles that need to be fixed. So start with your squat assessment and find any muscle imbalances that you've created through the season and fix it. You really want to fix these things before you go right back into training again. And then as you gradually start to lift heavier. Start doing your strength and endurance training in order to build muscles back up and build them for endurance. Now, still during the off-season, you can progress to the power stage where you're performing exercises with explosive moves and heavy weight to increase leg turnover and power in your swim stroke if you're a triathlete. Now, when race season starts, you can go back to lighter weight training for maintenance and flexibility exercises. So you don't have to overdo it. You want to basically make sure that you're maintaining your muscle mass and doing a little bit of maintenance by maybe just doing two sets of 12 for each body part. Now do your speed work in your running program and make sure to stay loose. So yes, we all need to do strength training, especially as we get older due to natural muscle loss. As we get older, our muscles do deteriorate a little bit. So start with fixing your muscle imbalances first and reduce the chance for injury. Then get stronger and faster. So join me in 2 weeks. Yes, I'm on vacation next week, and I will not be broadcasting. Trust me, I need this vacation like you wouldn't believe, but I will be back in 2 weeks, fresh-faced and ready to go. I'll be talking to you about B12, why you need it, where to get it, and some common myths about B12. So until then, you can find us at findingyourmomentum.com or on Facebook at Momentum Fitness and Health, and, of course, on YouTube for workouts as well as some helpful videos and tips. Until then, may you find your momentum. Ta-ta for now. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Greatest fan.